you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. A couple minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, if you're listening to us live. A little bit after 5, if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you take us in, we appreciate every...
You knew I was going to say inch?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Centimeters.
We'll be...
Metric
how dare
system.
You? Meters.
Yeah, geez.
Thanks for joining us. It's lovely, cloudy Thursday in Southern California. I'm sure people are freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
The weather
starts sucking here. Fuck LA, man.
Yeah, really. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I, too, can never remember what day it is. I can never remember. I was sitting there watching you. I watch you every day try to remember what fucking day it is.
I almost said Tuesday, and then I remembered it's Thursday.
But I can never remember either. And I got 18 electronic devices with the fucking date on.
That's because we work 7 days a week.
Right, that's true.
We don't really have weekends.
Right.
Sad. Not on the show. I mean, yes, kind of on the show, but we do the show 5 days a week here for you guys. Tweet us during the show if you like. At Crab Diving, we keep our eye holes peeled over there. CRABDIVING.
Watch us.
Tweet us 24/7. Give us a jingle. Leave us a message. We don't take callers until we start making enough money to pay a call screener so we don't have somebody screaming the N-word every time we pick up the call, which has happened.
Yeah,
give us a call, 323-601-5427. Leave us a fun message or whatever. We may play it on the air. You can leave us a hate message. We might play that on the air. We're frequently banning people these days on all of our social medias. It's funny, before the whole Trumpian, STD hit the country, we had banned three. In how many years on Facebook, three people we had banned.
What's your point?
And now we're doing two or three a day. Because...
Are you saying Trump?
A lot of them are fake accounts. And, a little of them, some of them are a little punchy, shooty, stabby.
Yeah, just a little.
And the couple today that we got rid of were celebrating the horrible tweet yesterday that we talked about from Joe Walsh, the former congressman. Now right-wing nut job dickwad.
Not of the Eagles.
Not that Joe Walsh.
God damn it.
And he tweeted out something like, voting on November 8th, on November 9th, if Trump doesn't win, I'm grabbing my musket. Who's with me?
Yeah, grab my musket, stupid.
I think musket must mean pussy.
Oh, is he trying to be fucking funny?
No, I am.
Oh, you are. go right ahead. That's your job.
He also...
It's Joe Walsh.
Yeah, but... One guy, a couple on the all over the Facebook are jumping all over. Just yeah. We're with you, Joe. We're with you, Joe.
What is Oh my god!
They want to take up arms against their fellow Americans if they lose the election.
Oh right.
There's a big piece. Speaking of inches, there's a big piece over at the New York Times today kind of about that, about these people they're talking to at the, you know, these Trump rallies.
Yeah, man.
And many are saying now, well, you know, revolution.
Yeah.
If he wins, he doesn't win because she shouldn't be there in the first place.
We shall charge our electric mobility scooters, affix cannulas, right, and roll upon the Capitol lawn. Oh, my God. The dog is going through some, drama with her little pillow that she sleeps on. By the way, I don't mean to get off on a dog thing, but I take the dog out, and she's conditioned. She goes out, and when she comes back up, she always knows she gets a treat.
Yeah.
I think she's faking it.
What, you didn't see? You said she shit.
Yeah, but earlier today, she peed. Oh. And I don't think she peed. I think if she goes down there.
Just squats?
Squats for
pretends?
A little bit, runs up. She knows she gets a fucking treat. And I think I'm being gamed. Don't play me!
It's a beautiful, almost kind of beautiful day here in SoCal. It's a great day for Cubs fans.
Oh, yes.
Fuck yeah, the Cubs.
A victory.
We're not a sports show, but we're both pretty fervent Cubs fans.
You know, and if we weren't, I would root for the Cubs anyway, because I'm tired of looking at all these fucking pictures of these goddamn fans of the Cleveland Indians in their red face and headdresses telling me and everyone else that we shouldn't be offended.
Right.
Fuck that. You're racist. How do you like that?
Yeah, I don't think red faces.
You think that'd be offensive?
Is
would that make you feel weird if you were an American Indian?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
All kinds of shit going on in the world today. Let's, before we start picking and choosing the fun, low-hanging fruit of batshittery, and some higher-hanging fruit. We find some bizarre stories every once in a while.
All fruit is included.
From the right, let's see what's going on in the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. The Dateline, October 27th.
The year of our Lord!
2016. These are your headlines.
Oh, I fucked up.
It worked. Over at the Commie, Pinko Liberal, Huffington Post, and the Huffington Post.
I was trying to do my line in a French dialect accent.
You were...
the year of a Lord.
Doing a Christopher Marlowe quote instead of a Shakespeare quote.
Oh, yes. Is Marlowe French?
Wasn't Marlowe... No, I'm just talking about the latest controversy that's out there in the literary community.
Oh, yes.
People duking it out over whether Shakespeare wrote all of it himself or whether there were other contributions.
Fuck Christopher Marlowe. Fuck you.
Are you a Shakespeareist?
Oh, yes.
There's a picture. Today, we got a couple of Gropey McGropey stories.
Oh, man.
Gee, guess from whence they come.
Let me think.
One you will, and one you might not.
Okay.
One is, of course, Donald Trump. We have another victim.
Yes.
We'll get to that in a sec. I think a former Miss Finland is claiming that she has got a story. But the headline over at the HuffPo...
Is that a Miss Universe thing she was competing
probably,
in?
Probably, yeah. I don't have the
exact dates,
I'm assuming.
You're a fucking horror story over there.
Or her last name's Finland.
Gotta keep your hands to yourself. That's all you gotta do.
The headline at the HuffPo, it says, SCOTUS shock.
SCOTUS.
Clarence Thomas groped a woman while on the court.
Like what? The court or the tennis court?
A female, the Supreme Court. A female, I think, yeah.
Oh, he might play. He's a rich guy, man. It's an elitist sport.
Moira Smith, Vice President, General Counsel at NSTAR National Gas Company.
Okay.
Ooh, she's probably... I would assume not a Democrat.
Not at all.
NSTAR Natural Gas Company told the National Law Journal that the justice grabbed her without her consent in 1999 he is a member of the SCOTUS.
Oh, shit. Is that against their rules or what's
when
going
she
on
met
there?
Him at a Truman Foundation dinner.
Yeah. These dinners.
She said, describe the encounter, which allegedly took place when she was 23 years old. Quote, he groped me while I was setting the table, suggesting I should sit right next to him.
Oh, okay.
Jeez,
how lucky.
She said Thomas, quote, cupped his hand around my butt.
What?
And pulled me pretty close to him.
Ugh. Bleh.
Later squeezed her behind.
Oh, my God.
During a June 1999 dinner for Truman Scholars at the home of Louis Blair, then head of the Truman Foundation.
I guess. Keep the gavel in your robe, dummy.
The NLJ, which is the National Law Journal that got the story,
okay,
spoke with several of her former roommates and fellow Truman scholars who remember her describing the incident at the time.
Oh, my God. So, wait, are these witnesses kind of, or?
Well, it's contemporaneous corroboration. I mean, if they're saying that she told them that at the time. It's still secondhand, but sure. Nonetheless, through a spokesperson already,
right?
Clarence Thomas is deny. This claim is preposterous, and it never happened.
Wouldn't it be great if one of these guys, instead they were like, yeah, I felt her ass. I did it. It was horrible. I feel bad, but, you know, whatever. Would just admit it. They're never going to do that.
Well, and the more that we learn about the whole Anita Hill thing and the confirmation of Thomas and all that stuff is that he was Gropey McGropey.
Dude, I mean, I remember when he was being confirmed. Everybody said, well, what a creep. Nobody liked him.
Yeah, and the Republicans A-okay with that.
Oh, sure. Fuck it. They obviously are.
But they're the party of morality and family values.
And look how they've evolved. They put a gropey guy up for the SCOTUS, and now they got a fucking rapist running for president.
They have to make sure they keep a couple lesbians from getting married because of the sanctity of the institution of marriage.
How is that fuck voted on those types of issues?
Oh, and
you're right. What a fuck face.
Yeah, let's not forget four people on the Supreme Court thought that gays should not be able to get married.
Good God.
So let's remember that. It was 5-4.
It's 2016, man. Grow the fuck up.
I think it was 5-4.
Whatever.
I have to look that up, but I'm pretty sure it was 5-4. In 1991, recently, Anita Hill wrote, what I learned in 1991 is no less true today and no less important for people to understand. Responses to sexual harassment or harassment, for those across the pond, and other forms of sexual violence must start with a belief that women matter as much as the powerful men they encounter at work or at school. Why are we having to say this in 2016?
If you're talking to Clarence Thomas, you might need to. You think he believes that?
Or the Republican nominee for president.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck is happening?
So there's your headline, ladies and gentlemen, and others over at the Huffington Post. Let's see what the other side is not thinking and set our calendars back and our IQs down.
Right.
And head over to the Drudge Report.
Right.
And over there at the Drudge Repo, the headline, 300 hours. Imagine.
300 hours until what?
I think until
until the election?
Maybe until the election.
Oh, shit. 8 days? No, wait. Fuck.
Somebody,
you gotta divide 24 by 300 and you'll get how many days until.
I don't know what inews.co.uk is, but that's what it leads to. And this says it's not over yet. Donald Trump will win, says a top forecaster.
Oh, okay. A top or a bottom? A power bottom?
Some professor from the Department of Political Science at Stony Brook University has predicted the last five U.S. presidents using a statistical model based on previous election results. He's predicting Trump will triumph, winning 52% of the two-party vote, giving Hillary 47. But that's a national. And anyway, that doesn't, whether or not that's true, that's also the national popular vote, which we learned in 2000 doesn't mean fuck all because Al Gore won the popular vote.
Right.
It matters in certain key states.
Yes. And also, does it matter that there are absolutely 0.0 vaginas voting for this asshole?
Yeah, I mean,
and unless... No people of color?
Unless complacency and apathy take over.
Oh, yes.
I don't know.
He's got the fat, white, pasty, sausagey votes. Sewn up! Right.
Exactly. So there you go. There's the headline over the Drudge Report. It ain't over yet. Don't worry. Don't... The fat lady hasn't sung yet.
God. Nobody's singing.
Singed.
Singed.
Meanwhile, they're crowing over on the right over, I don't know, Podesta email 69 or whatever the fuck they're on by now.
Is that his username?
And I think it might be, it's not trending anymore. I think it was 20. Podesta emails 20.
Okay.
It's the smoking gun. This is the one that they've kind of been saying that on 19, 18, right. 17, 16, 15, 40, 30, all the way back.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been the one yet.
The one what?
Well, now it's some dude who is an ex-employee of the foundation or the Clintons, and he's saying that he called himself Bill Clinton Inc.
Okay.
And said that part of his job was to help Bill Clinton,
yes,
get speaking gigs for speaking gigs. Somebody else might get him other stuff.
Get my poon wrangler on the horn.
But the speaking gigs, were paid. But this guy also, when he had these executives on the horn,
yes,
was like, hey, would you also like to donate to the Clinton Foundation?
What's wrong with that?
It's a great charity, and 90% of whatever goes to the charity, and
right,
it's got
AIDS.
An A+ rating for all those that look at those kind of shenanigans,
just like the Trump Foundation, right?
And so that's it. Outrage, because that's obviously pay for play.
Listen. When I go to the grocery store...
For Bill.
Oh, God, this might be my FedEx coming. When I go to the grocery store, I check out and I pay, and then they ask me, would you like to donate would you like to donate 5 cents or whatever to the Muscular Dystrophy Association? And I say, no, of course not.
Fuck those takers.
Yeah, really. But they ask me that, but I'm in there buying groceries. What does that mean? Is that not fair?
I guess the cashier can't be president.
Oh, shit.
But they, there's no...
What's the evil end game then?
There's no there again. There's no
right.
there. If you're a high-ranking toady working for Bill Clinton or working for somebody like that, I'm assuming Trump has the equivalent. I mean, Trump doesn't... Well, yeah, I was just going to... Trump doesn't donate his own cash to his own foundation. We found that out. He uses other people's money to buy himself $20,000 paintings and shit of himself, portraits, and also to pay off his judgments. I think he got in trubs in Florida for paying off some fine with Trump Foundation money or something like that. Look it up. It's, again, any normal, regular election... any one of these things would probably be disqualifying of any other candidate screaming bloody murder. But for Trump, it doesn't matter what the hell he does or gets away with.
Yes. Sorry.
Trump Foundation. I was talking about the hypocrisy of Donald. Ryan had to go and meet the FedEx dude. Now he's back.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I said after he handed it to me, I said, gracias. You know what? I don't know that he's. He's Mexican. I guess that's okay or whatever. I was trying to,
he's
you know,
a Middle
whatever.
Eastern guy. He's like, fuck God, he goes, they all think I'm Mexican.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it. So that's the big deal today is they're talking about these emails or the smoking right. gun. And Andrea Mitchell irritated me today on the MSNBC because she was just pounding on it like it's... She goes, is this going to... What about this... this large announcement today, and the people on were like, it's not a large amount. There's nothing there. Well, do you think this will derail her candidacy at all? And No. No.
Do you think MSNBC is bending over backwards to try and sound fair and balanced?
They all are, I think.
Not skewed to Hillary?
I think they all are.
Stop it. She's running against a fucking racist.
Right.
Who's a darling of the alt-right. You know what I mean?
Screaming about Trump, all the toadies are out there screaming that Trump scandals are covered 24/7. Oh, and yeah. Nobody talks about Hillary Clinton's.
Shit. God, they talk about her foundation all the time. Which is it? Which is it? The Trump or the Hillary or the Clinton Foundation that that bought that Tim Tebow helmet?
Oh, the Tebow helmet. I want to say Trump.
Oh, you're right. What do you win, Pat?
Nothing. Fuck all.
Have they found that, by the way? Have they found that fucking...
Yeah, they know where it is.
Oh, they know. Okay.
I don't think it's in his house. I think they made sure it was hiding somewhere that wouldn't be a full crime. Because right. They said if it's sitting on his desk at home, that's illegal.
Yeah. It's also incredibly douchey. Oh, yeah. I don't even care if it's illegal. I don't want to vote for anybody that spent
If you're some donor and you think you're going to help, you know, some kids with flies around their eyes in Africa somewhere, and you're donating to Trump, although whether Trump's, even the Trump Foundation charities would be for Africa,
I
kind of doubt that. But you think you're donating to a good cause,
yes.
And then Donald Trump goes out and spends the money you donated on a Tim Tebow hat and a 6-foot portrait of himself.
Oh, he's nuts. It would make me insane.
And I said when you were out, that one thing, any other candidate normal year would have been disqualified.
Gary Hart running for president. That chick sat on his lap on a pier.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Everybody's clothed. We saw everybody's hand. Nobody's fingers were inside anybody.
Goodbye.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. Trump's like, fuck, I got bitches everywhere.
So coming forward today.
Yes.
Is the former Miss Finland.
Oh, yes. Miss Finnish.
Nini Laaksonen. N-I-N-N-I.
Oh, God.
L-A-A-K-S-O-N-E-N. Nini Laaksonen.
Is there like 7 letters in the Finnish alphabet? It seems like, yeah. It seems like I's and A's and K's.
She is now claiming that Trump grabbed her before they were on a joint appearance of The Late Show with David Letterman in 2006.
Oh
Trump,
my God.
Quote, grabbed my butt, she said.
Oh, jeez.
While speaking to the, I guess they have tabloids in Finland.
Yeah.
The Finnish tabloid Ilta Sanomat.
Oui, oui.
Whoa.
Is it true that Letterman and Trump double team girls up in that green room?
Before the secret green room.
Oh, yes.
Before the show, we were photographed outside the building.
Borsky, Borsky, Borsky.
Trump stood next to me and suddenly he squeezed my butt. He really grabbed my butt. I don't think anybody saw it, but I flinched and thought, what is happening?
Yeah. By the way, the suits just sent down a memo. They want you to do the rest of the show in that.
With my bad.
As your Finnish character.
My bad Finnish.
Oh, yeah.
Trump stood next to me, grabbed the butt. I don't think anybody saw it, but I flinched and I thought, what's happening?
What did he? He just grabbed her ass?
Yeah. Standing next to her, he just reached over and grabbed a handful. But like he gets away with it because these women are like, whoa,
wait a minute, Miss fucking Universe.
And what just happened? What just
happened? Oh God, yeah, you're probably shocked.
Are you gonna make a scene there as you're heading out to be on Letterman?
No.
He grabbed my butt.
God damn it. When Trump's on Letterman, it's like a fucking a goddamn obstacle course. A gropies.
So there you go. Another one for the files.
But Letterman isn't like Trump in the sense
he just had one.
He just hooked up with one chick, but did they have a secret apartment or something? Oh
yeah, yeah. God. He had a secret office or something. Fuck room.
I'm gonna need one change to my contract. Can you imagine he calls his agent? He's like, listen, I'm gonna need you to push for that fuck room. Right. Or I'm going to CBS.
We'll see what else is going on here. This lovely Thursday. Oh, I had this one yesterday. We didn't get to it. This is another example of just what a great guy Donald Trump is.
What a load.
January of 2009.
Yes.
John Travolta.
Okay.
And his wife, Kelly Preston.
Right.
Tragically lost their son, Jet.
Okay.
Who passed away. He was 16 years old.
Oh, fuck.
Had a seizure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
While on vacation.
Right.
After that, 4 days later, penning a heartfelt blog post.
Oh, my fucking God.
Dedicated to Kelly Preston on the website of the now defunct Trump University. So he takes to the Trump University blog.
How does he even know how to do that? Does he log in through WordPress and all that shit?
Does he know how to do that?
He just seems so fucking stupid.
I mean, I think he knows how to tweet, but I think beyond that,
okay,
it's beyond him. He expressed his condolences to Kelly Preston for her loss, but not before he made sure he mentioned the time he tried to fuck her. Quote,
oh my God.
A long time ago, before I was married, I met Kelly Preston at a club and worked like hell to try to pick her up.
Is this narcissism? This is narcissism.
This is a condolence post for her dead son.
And she's married. Wait a second. This is all inappropriate for her son who died.
A long time ago, before I was married, I met Kelly Preston in a club and worked like hell to try to pick her up. She was beautiful, personable, and definitely had allure.
Are you reading his words?
Yes.
This is a blog post?
Yes. At the time, I had no idea she was married to John Travolta.
This is interesting because he worked like hell to pick her up. And the other girl who he was talking to Billy Bush about, he was hitting on her like a bitch.
Right.
Which is more intense, do you think? Work like hell? I mean, invoking Satan.
I think bitch level is probably higher for some reason.
Yeah. Wow. What a creep.
At the time, I had no idea she was married to John Travolta. In any event, my track record on this subject has always been outstanding.
Meaning he gets laid all the time.
This is a letter to about her dead son.
What a fucking buffoon.
I tried to fuck her, and it's me. I get all the poon I want.
Listen.
But she, quote, but Kelly wouldn't give me the time of day.
Okay.
Now she was very nice, right. Very elegant.
Yes.
But I didn't have a chance with her, and that was that. Sorry about your dead son. No, I put that part in. But
this is applicable because it is germane to the discussion. Because many times, doesn't a president have to write letters to parents kids that die in battle or something like that?
Well, yeah.
I mean, surely he wouldn't do something like that, like this, in one of those letters. You know what I mean?
Oh, surely not.
Why not, though? But this isn't even...
I'm assuming he would have people around him now.
You know, I saw this show.
In the terrifying event that he became president.
Quit assuming that! It's fucking 3 weeks before
That's
the election.
True. He's had people around him trying to do that. That's true.
His family. They've known him all his... Well, not their whole life, since they were 18. They've tried to wrangle this motherfucker. They can't.
He ended the blog post by saying...
It's a blog post!
His thoughts were with Preston and her family.
Wait a second. He posted this with the expectation that anybody could read
it. It's an open letter of condolence
to
Kelly, to that piece of ass, that
right?
Former piece of ass who wouldn't give him the time of day, Kelly Preston.
I saw this story, and I got to tell you, most of my schooling took place in Georgia, which, the education there is so fucking horrible. And I misread this. I thought this was a letter that he wrote to Kelly Preston,
No, it's a blog post.
About her son.
On the Trump University blog.
Why on Trump University?
That's probably all he had at the time. He might not have had
have another blog.
Trump.com or something like that, I guess.
God damn, that's weird.
It's from Mother Jones. I just read that. And Mother Jones at the bottom says, read the rest of the Trump files.
Wait, did they go into some archives to find this? Or was this... I'm just wondering if this was still out there in the internet.
No, the website's gone.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Somebody dug it up.
Somebody dug this shit up. Yeah.
Dig up everything he wrote on that Trump University blog, if anyone can do that. It's got to be interesting.
The bottom of the article says, read the rest of the Trump files. And then they have links to, I'm still scrolling, to 97 other stories
that he wrote
No. These are just the most recent.
Okay.
97. How Donald screwed over New York City on his tax bill. 96. Trump finds a silver lining in an Ebola outbreak.
Wait, can you read that? What is that? I'm very curious. What would that be?
Donald is a famous germaphobe who hates shaking hands so much that he's called the practice one of the curses on American society in one of his books.
Okay. Not AIDS, that one, huh?
I happen to be a clean hands freak, he said. Oh, except when he's grabbing pussies.
Yeah, man. Well, that's good. Listen, if you are going to grab people by the pussy, at least your hand's fucking
that's
clean.
That's true.
I don't know.
At least he's Purell'd first since the last pussy. The Ebola outbreak of 2014, he tweeted, something very important and indeed society changing. Make him out of the Ebola epidemic. That will be a very good thing. No shaking hands. All caps.
So
he saw the silver lining.
What a fucking
in
load.
People having blood shooting out of every hole in their body.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
And Ebola is a
it's a bleeding disease. Oh. No, it makes you bleed out of your eye holes, your ear holes, your asshole, your nose hole, your mouth hole. God
surely works in mysterious ways. It's so weird.
Gay people got to stop fucking.
Why Ebola? And why didn't you let the Cubs win game one?
Mysterious ways. when he also tweeted out, Ebola patient will be brought to the U.S. in a few days. Now I know for sure that our leaders are incompetent. Keep them out of here. That was the American.
Oh, yeah. I remember this fucking story.
Over there helping treat Ebola. And they were going to bring her back to the, or him or her, to the CDC.
How
in
selfless.
Full quarantine. It's not like they put her in the center seat and coach on American Airlines.
Yeah. No, I remember there was outrage over this.
It's because people are dumb.
Ignorance.
Yeah.
And fear. And a guy like this who, the guy, he wasn't running for president, but he's in a position of power.
And he's got a history. We must immediately stop all air traffic coming from the Ebola-infected areas of Africa before it's too late.
That's the only woman he won't grope, by the way.
How dumb is our president to send thousands of poorly trained and ill-equipped soldiers over to West Africa to fight Ebola? Stop all flights.
What? Fuck you, Donald. What does he know?
And he wanted the guy who they brought back prosecuted. This Ebola patient, Thomas Duncan, who fraudulently entered the U.S. by signing false papers, is causing havoc. If he lives, prosecute.
How compassionate. Man, think about it. You go over to Africa to fight Ebola. Can you think of anything?
He died, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Duncan died.
How selfless, Is Donald doing that? He goes to Africa to shoot jaguars. I mean, his son does. But you know what I mean? Like, how selfless.
And I think this is not the most scientific. I mean, this is not the person I get my science from. He tweeted, a single Ebola character infects two others at a minimum. Stop the flight. Now, all caps. Stop the flights. No visas from Ebola-stricken countries.
A single carrier
infects two others at a minimum. How does he know that?
But when? I mean, like how?
Well, it's probably the statistic is, on average, one carrier can infect two people when it's not being contained.
What do they think is going to happen when they bring this guy over? He's going to be in a fucking...
They're not flying with the windows down and letting him cough over every city he flies over.
God, he's probably in plastic. He's going to go into a room that's in plastic. Everyone that touches him...
Nobody wants to go near the guy with Ebola. The scientists don't want. They're so dumb.
Shit like this makes it worse. See, this is what is going to happen. He's going to be elected. Something like this will happen where from somebody like our president.
Oh, God.
You might look for leadership, for an example on how to think about things like this, how to look at it. And this guy's going to be some ninny, moronic, paranoid freak.
So there you go. That's Trump file 96 on Mother Jones. How Donald drove Palm Beach nuts with the American flag. Oh, we knew that one. I mean, he put up a big giant at Mar-a-Lago. He put up that massive flag that's out of
massive.
The that's too big for the statute.
Yeah,
and he sued. Right. I think that's the one where he paid off the fine
with his
with Trump Foundation money.
Yeah. He addressed that at the third debate. He said exactly what you just said. Yes, it was a big, beautiful flag we put up.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
Erected.
Famous tic-tac gobbler Donald Trump had his breath advice for Larry King.
Somebody called him a tic-tac gobbler?
Yeah, it's Mother Jones. Another one.
I love that.
When he had the hots for Princess Diana and then denied it. We heard that on Stern.
He liked
back
Princess
in the
Diana.
Day. He said he would totally bang Princess Diana.
Did he say that before or after the
this is a long time ago.
Before the accident,
well,
though.
After she was dead.
He said that after?
I would hope not.
God. What a creep. Why do you need to say that? Why is that necessary?
Only weeks after her death in 1997.
Are you reading The Onion?
Maybe he penned a blog post to...
Trump you.
To Prince Charles.
All right. Listen, Prince Charles...
Your ex-wife was a piece of ass.
Let me tell you something. Prince, I would have fucked her, but not really, because she's your wife.
Only weeks after her death, he was already making claims about the likelihood that she would have succumbed to his charms.
Come the fuck up.
According to journalist Michael D'Antonio's book, The Truth About Trump.
How many Tic Tacs would it have taken to land Princess Di?
On Dateline NBC, host Stone Phillips, remember him?
God. Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips. Asked Trump if he thought he would have had a chance with Diana if he had asked her out. The businessman confidently replied, "I think so. Yeah, I always have a shot."
This is during an interview.
In audio recordings found by BuzzFeed with Howard Stern.
Yes.
Stern said, "You could have gotten her, right? You could have nailed her." And Trump said, "I think I could have."
Oh, my. She's dead. She has a family.
That's how they respect the dead.
I mean, Princess Diana, too, she did a lot of great things. Didn't she help remove, like, landmines? I mean, not personally. I mean, she raised money for it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that was her big cause.
No. And what's his big cause?
Him.
Yeah, what a dick.
When Donald's war on his Scottish neighbors, well, that's in the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The problems with
his
the...
fucking golf course?
Stupid golf course, yeah.
His fucking golf course!
Donald bought a nightclub from an infamous mobster.
He ran it into the fucking ground,
how
probably.
He makes a fortune by dumping his debt on other people. Listen to Donald brag about his affairs while pretending to be someone else. That's when he called up...
Oh, yeah.
...as John Barron, the... over at the Trump Foundation.
We don't need to play that. Oh God, it's so weird.
If it's right here, I gotta go look for it. Oh no, here.
Awesome. This is
from Mother Jones. Thanks, Mother Jones, for putting together the Trump files. 97 of them.
This is a good enough reason for me to not vote.
What's your name again? John Miller. Did you work with Donald?
Yes, that's correct.
John Miller. Can you I guess we're gonna try and put a story together. We have a deadline today because our magazine closed.
This is Donald pretending to be somebody else.
It's obviously
and he admitted
him.
It in a deposition under lawsuit years later. I don't know for what reason he had to admit it, but he actually admitted that, yeah, I did. This was me. And now he says it wasn't him.
But who's he pretending to be? He said Don.
Well,
Barrett.
This time it's John Miller.
Now, who's this John Miller? Can we find him for a statement?
There's no such human, nor could they find a John Barron or whatever
John Barron is like his fake name that he likes to use. We learned that,
he
right?
He named his son Barron.
Well, it's just that he really decided that he wasn't, he didn't want to make the commitment he didn't want to make.
Now, he's talking about, there was a story about that he was, maybe it was Marla pregnant, or he was talking about his future wife,
yes.
Marla, but he's like, well, I don't know. He doesn't really want to make a commitment.
A commitment he really thought was too soon. He's coming out of a, marriage and he's starting to do tremendously well financially.
He's starting to do tremendously well financially.
So he got his license.
This is so him. You can see exact same speech patterns.
Is he pitching his voice down? It sounds like he's doing this.
Oh, maybe. I'm skipping a little bit. I wonder if I can find the part where he talks about how much pussy he's getting.
He's so lazy. even in this lie or whatever.
Well, he was a total violation of the guy. I mean, I can tell you.
Yeah, but then that was, I mean, did the judge tell us what's your name?
Gaggle,
yeah.
But that's going to be, the judge felt that when Donald got Ivana to sign that agreement, that Donald got Ivana to void her rights.
Anyway, there you go.
Is he talking about his
fucking
divorce?
This is a 15-minute conversation. Yeah, with the Post.
Listen, he should be, doesn't it sound like he should be running for something in Italy?
Huh?
He should run for something in Italy.
Yeah,
not here.
So now he has somebody else, Nick Carr, who's, beautiful, and I guess you have something on her. I don't know if you do or not.
No, they won't talk about her. Can you say anything about her? I mean, who is that?
Oh, he's talking about Carla Bruni. Who went on to marry the former president of France. I guess there was some cheating going on over there. I don't know how he ends up talking about...
He loves it.
Oh, he just
he
loves,
this.
Oh, well, you have to be in the show, et cetera. So she does all of the top shows. And she's always very busy and very successful, et cetera. She was having a big thing with Mick Jagger.
Oh, my God. He's outing her for fucking Mick Jagger. Or something. I don't know what's going on.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I was just skipping around. It's a 12-minute call, but there's another call or somewhere in that same call where he really talks about just all the women, all the vaginas that he is putting himself in.
I'm just
proudly talking about it.
Decides that, I don't know, his story's not getting out there correctly about his divorce, so he calls up the Post, barely pretends to be somebody else. How in the fuck did he wander into this conversation about who Mick Jagger
I'm sure if we listened to the whole 15 minutes, we'd figure it out.
It's bizarre, though. You got to admit, it's weird.
Donald's big book of Hitler speeches. We heard about that.
Yeah. Right next to his bed. Ask Melania.
Donald fat-shaming Miss Universe.
Okay, that was amazing. I mean, Jesus Christ, what a monster.
Donald says he's got more Indian blood in him than the Native Americans competing with his casinos.
What? I don't remember that.
He's doubting that.
I don't remember that. That's insane. That's racist, right? I mean, that's racist. God fucking damn
he
it.
He called his 4-year-old son a loser. Okay. You got me now. God damn it, Mother Jones.
You gotta read that one. His 4-year-old son's a fucking loser. What'd Junior do? His 4-year-old son.
There's a TV show in 2006. Donnie Deutsch from CNBC brought Donald Trump Jr. on the show The Big Idea.
No, Donnie Deutsch. I remember this.
Roadmap to the American Dream. He wanted to get the next generation billionaire secrets on how to make it big.
Fuck you. What a gross fucking show. That's the premise of the show?
Trump Jr.'s lesson, it says here at Mother Jones, passed down from his dad at an early age, was simple. It's paranoia. Oh, here's a clip.
Oh, great.
This is the big idea with Donnie Deutsch, and it's
horrible.
10 years ago, Donald Trump Jr. So what, that would have been mid-20s, late-20s or something like that.
Yeah.
And probably fresh from killing some lovely animal in Africa.
Right.
I think the Trump way to billions is very simple. My father created a brand and he spent 30 years doing so. And in making that brand, he's really touted it as the best in the world. I'm Donald Trump Jr., Executive Vice President.
For a fucking second. These motherfuckers are playing Jimi Hendrix under what this cunt is saying. Mm. And I find that so fucking offensive.
I don't think Jimmy would abide.
CNBC owes the estate of Jimi Hendrix a goddamn apology.
Doing so, and in making that brand, he's really touted it as the best in the world. I'm Donald Trump Jr., Executive Vice President of Development and Acquisitions for the Trump Organization. Right now, I'm overseeing north of 50 projects all over the world. What we've really had is the opportunity to take the Trump brand, known for its glass towers, incredible opulence, and expand that through all segments of the real estate world. If you're not into it...
Incredible opulence. Proudly proclaiming incredible opulence. I thought opulence has a negative connotation.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're not a fucking asshole, it does.
Doesn't it?
Yes,
or am I crazy?
Absolutely, no. This guy's crazy. He's an asshole.
Opulent means it's too much.
Does Donnie Deutsch, what does he do? Take Eric Trump's dick into his mouth and just suck him off in this interview?
I can't see where Donnie's head is right now while Eric's talking, or Don Jr.'s talking.
If you don't live it and breathe it 24-7, you're going to fail. So pick something you like to do. You'll ultimately do much better.
Fuck you.
Great to see you again, buddy.
Good to see you, bud. How you doing?
So I'm psyched to have you and Ivanka on a few weeks ago. I talked to your dad about it. I can't listen to him anymore, right? I want the next generation billionaire secrets. You've already made your own mark. Ugh. Building up.
Oh, this drives me. Made your own mark. What? Did you scratch Ivana's pussy on the way out with your fingernails?
Right.
Made your mark.
Like this.
That's the only work he's done.
God,
I live in as a billion developed him a fantastic job, and I know you have some very specific things, some you learned from your dad, some on your own. I want to get right into them. First one, don't trust anyone.
There you go.
Don't trust anybody.
That's a key to being a successful businessman.
Especially the brown people.
Don't trust anyone.
Or the women.
But this is an interesting one. I learned it from my father at a very young age. It's a funny story because, you know, it just goes...
Listen to this terrifying funny story of a four-year-old Don Jr.
Don't you
hate to show
him?
How typical a business guy he is. I used to kiss him before going to school every morning, right? 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to school, hugs, kisses, and he used to say a couple things. No smoking, no drinking, no drugs. I think a great lesson for any kid. But then he followed up with, don't trust anyone.
Oh, my God.
What a terrifying existence. I mean, I almost feel sorry for these assholes. Yeah, not really.
No.
But think about that. This father that when they came home, they never saw him.
Oh, fuck no.
So in the morning, they would have an audience to kiss the ring as they leave. He would say, don't smoke. Wait, don't smoke.
No drugs.
No smoking, no drinking, no drugs.
Grab as many pussies as you want, by the way.
Have a great day.
Have a Tic Tac.
Right, right.
This guy, Trump, is talking to somebody about trust. All that motherfucker does is he just lies.
Don't trust it. Well, that's why.
Oh, yeah, because people like me are out there.
He thinks everyone is like him.
Followed up with, don't trust anyone.
Anyone.
Ever. And, you know, he'd follow it up 2 seconds later with, so do you trust me? And I'd say, of course, you're my dad. He said, what did I just, you know, he thought I was a total failure. He goes, my son's a loser, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Of course I trust you. You're my dad. What did I just tell you?
What do you think that does to
He's telling him
child.
Not to trust his father. Right.
4-year-old man.
Right.
Is he trying to turn his kid into a, I don't know, a loon?
Well, I mean, haha, my son's a loser, I guess.
Of course, you're my dad. He said, what did I just, you know, he thought I was a total failure. He goes, my son's a loser, I guess. Because I couldn't even understand what he meant at the time. I mean, it's not something you tell a 4-year-old.
A 4-year-old.
I agree with you, Eric.
This isn't his 14-year-old going off to high school. Hey, kid, no smoking, no drinking, no drugs. This is a 4-year-old.
Your child. It's your fucking child. Don't you love your child? I mean, don't you? God, I would think.
And we're supposed to look up to these people.
I would think if you had a kid, a 4-year-old kid, say, hey, daddy, I don't trust you. That would decimate you. That would destroy anyone to hear that. Like the one that you want your kid to trust you.
Yeah. I would think it's the main person on the universe who you could trust or should be able to trust.
You're trying to explain why it's important for a kid to trust
his parents.
This
is what Trump has done. Yeah. Lowered the bar on everything.
Oh my
God. Really important for business. Someone really always wants what you have, especially when you're on top in the position that he's in. So he's really always been very guarded about that. You know.
So you go into meeting, you genuinely believe no matter who you're dealing with, I don't trust him.
So that the Deutsch just goes right over that. Oh, yeah. So you're going to, the fact that a 4-year-old kid was supposed to be getting hugs and kisses and have a good day and is being lectured on, do you trust me?
Oh my
God. Dad, I trust you. I'm surprised Donald didn't put a cigarette out in the kid's eye.
What does
that teach you?
He used to set his beer on the soft spot in his head.
God damn.
Yeah, by the way, what do you mean? Donnie Deutsch didn't say anything? He just glossed.
Well, that's true. All they care about is dollar signs.
Listen to Donnie Deutsch. This is his whole fucking show. I'm going to have billionaires on and suck them off for a half hour.
Oh, yeah.
On CNBC.
I don't want to talk to your dad anymore. I want the next generation of billionaires.
God, Donnie, you're a fucking loser. By the way, if you want to have a show on Crab Dive, you're more than welcome. Send us a demo.
Who, Deutsch?
Yeah, sure. Mm. What a douche.
Wouldn't it be nice to tell those people to fuck off, though?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I got a whole list of people I want to tell to fuck off. growing.
The time Donald called some of his golf members spoiled rich Jewish guys.
Oh, jeez.
Is he ever not racist? His petty revenge on Connie Chung.
What is that about?
know. I gotta get to some other
stuff. I shall take revenge on Connie Chung. What did Connie Chung ever do to you?
She interviewed him on Face to Face with Connie Chung in 1990.
Yes.
And she savaged him, it says.
Ooh. But not in a good way.
You might just consider our next story to be a unique artifact of the 80s, the Donald before the fall. It's just a conversation with Donald Trump, literally just hours, we believe, before he told his wife Ivana that their marriage was over. What did Donald Trump know as he bravely strutted through our interview?
Bravely.
But she goes on to go after him.
Yes.
They re-aired the interview a month later. Trump ripped into Chung during an interview on the Joan Rivers show.
No shit.
This woman has less talent than anybody I know of, he said. He called her a disaster. Said she interviewed him like a little child.
Joan Rivers, he's telling Joan Rivers this about Connie Chung.
Then he described his big revenge move. She sent me roses afterwards, and I won't tell you what I did with the roses.
What would you... Wait. Connie Chung...
Send him roses after the interview.
What did he do with the roses?
When Joan Rivers prompted him for the big reveal, he caved. I cut him up, and I sent him back. I sent her back the stems. Actually, I did. This is an adult.
You're a fucking psycho, dude.
He chopped up.
He didn't ejaculate on.
And you know he did himself, too.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure angrily.
No, he had a little toady come in and do it.
So there you go. There's 50 more of these.
Aren't you at all interested Mother to Jones. Hear Donald Trump interviewed by Joan Rivers? No.
It was probably
boring, right? They're probably friends.
Yeah, there's probably a level of butt kissing there. Because yeah. Joan was... controversial, but she wanted to be the controversial one.
Joan was a lot more. The older Joan Rivers got, the more fun she got.
Oh yeah, 000. Less and less fucks.
Do you remember when Avril Lavigne? God forbid you went on the red carpet and you said anything wrong to Joan Rivers, she'd let you have it. Do you remember when Avril Lavigne said something to Joan Rivers like, "Who are you?"
No,
Avril Lavigne, the pop star, is like 12 years old. Was like, "Who are you?" to Joan fucking Rivers. Please.
How did that go?
Not well for Avril.
Speaking of not going well, the polls are still not doing.
God damn it! I miss Joan Rivers.
Real well, yeah. That's a bummer.
She's awesome.
It wasn't even plastic surgery.
Wait. What was it though?
It was some throat dealio. Like she's having some minor throat procedure or something, and
there was weirdness there with the doctor or something.
Because the doctor,
Well,
fucked up.
That sucks.
She ended up dead.
Don't go to the doctor.
The Real Clear Politics average right now is up at 5.7.
Yes.
Clinton up nationally.
Okay. How could she not be? I mean, God.
The
God.
Over at, we only got like, what did we say? 11 days left? 12 days left?
I mean,
this fucking thing is over?
The shit you just read from that Mother Jones article is bananas.
We have good news.
Oh, yes.
At the 538 blog yesterday, before the world's second game of the World Series.
Oh, right.
I believe it was a 54% chance for the Indians to win. Now they're giving the Cubs a 62% chance.
Right, because they split the away.
Of winning, because they split the away, yeah.
Right. They did good in front of all those racists in Cleveland.
They're not all racist.
I know they aren't, but go through that. I put the story up on Facebook. What these fuckers are wearing in the stands, you go through those pictures and you tell me they're not racist.
Those guys are racist.
Their face is painted red and they're wearing a headdress.
Yeah.
And they also made their teeth really big. Like they drew extensions of their teeth around their lips.
We had an idiot on Twitter respond with, well, what if those guys really actually are Indians? and I said, well, okay. I really don't think they're going to show up for the game dressed like that. I believe they dress like that for sacred ceremonies and important shit, or if they're dancing, making some money in the Wisconsin Dells.
Okay.
But I don't believe that they are.
Yeah.
That's a Midwest joke.
No. I'll give it to that guy. If they are Indians, then fine. I'm wrong. My mistake.
But I don't think those guys in red face. I don't think the Indians would need the red face.
Well, I don't know. It's just so fucked up. They're grown men. Imagine you're a grown man at a sporting event and you painted your face fucking red.
I mean, I can get the color thing, like the blue and white, or, you know, when the people team colors. Okay, rock
That's
on.
Fun.
Rock on.
Very fun. But this is like right. so fucked up.
Real Clear Politics has, or 538, I'm sorry, has the Hillary 83% chance of winning the election. Donald J.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but did you actually see those pictures from the game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
You saw them. Okay, goddamn.
So fucked up. So there you go. Everyone is still except, I guess, that one guy who apparently has predicted the last five is predicting Trump's going to get it inexplicably, but everybody else seems to be siding with the fact that Madam That's Secretary right. is it's hers. In fact, the headline over at HuffPo Politics says it's hers to lose. Clinton leads Trump in all the polls now. So I don't know where he's coming up with these polls where he's like,
yeah,
it's a lie. HuffPo has it at 97.8%.
Stay home, Donald. Just stay the fuck home.
97.8% at the HuffPo. So
I bet if he stayed home, locked himself in a closet, got supplies, you know, to eat and shit, and just cordoned himself off from the world, his numbers would go up.
Bunch of bullshit going on in North Dakota.
Oh, my God.
Where these fucking assholes of the Morton County Sheriff's Uberfuhrer troops.
Nine.
Are goose-stepping.
Totally.
Into the camp of the people who are protesting that pipeline. Dude. I don't know. The natives, the Indians who live there, maybe don't want a pipeline going over their water.
Well, you know what the government says? That's safer than having a truck carry it or something.
Okay.
Bullshit.
Today we saw earlier there were many, many militarized popo showing up.
Yes.
And today they actually went into the camp.
Okay.
Many of the protesters refused earlier orders to leave. The authorities have begun arresting the opponents after this protest at a camp built on private land. So they are charging them with trespass.
Okay.
One witness who was live streaming it said the police were using tear gas and firing beanbags at the protesters. 200, they estimate, is the amount of the protesters.
And this is the Sioux land, right?
Many of them are members of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe who have been occupying land slated for the pipeline since Sunday. So this is land that the government, I guess, accessed and sold off to the evil pipeline company.
Can Obama step in and say, okay, fuck it, no pipeline. Everybody go home. Fuck off. Is he allowed to do that?
He did for a while. He's paused something.
Yeah.
He put a pause on something.
I mean, can't he just say no pipeline?
No.
He can't?
I don't think so.
Damn it.
Officers were dressed in riot gear. Some of them, it said, had guns, but it doesn't sound like they all had giant weapons. They're probably just clubs and shields and shit. They moved in with trucks, police cars, Hummers, buses.
Jesus.
While helicopters and a fixed-wing airplane monitored from above.
Are you kidding me?
The Morton County Sheriff, Kyle Kirchmeier, who is probably a dickwad.
Oh, yeah.
Said in a statement that he's compelled to act because the protesters haven't left the site. I can't stress it enough. This is a public safety issue. We cannot have protesters blocking county roads, blocking state highways, or trespassing on private property.
Why? But why? Why can't you have people protesting there? It doesn't make any fucking sense. What are you laughing at?
I just saw a member of the Sioux tribe in full regalia, and I'm thinking he's not going to go to the Indians game dressed like that.
Right.
But he's protesting his own sacred land. He's dressed like this. He's not going to be waiting in the beer line at Wrigley.
Oh, my God. It's just so fucked up. Man, I mean, I saw these pictures. Somebody tweeted out all these pictures from the pipeline protest in North Dakota.
Horrible.
I honestly...
They sick dogs on them once.
I didn't realize. I was looking. I'm like, is this Syria?
Right. And look at the police.
Yeah. Militarized.
Right. They don't look like police at all.
I mean, God. And this is for a pipeline.
So that's going on today as we speak.
But what I don't understand, it's the Sioux's land, right?
Yeah.
It's their reservation, so is that...
Well, some, yeah.
Okay.
And then some has been probably eminent domained, maybe, right, or whatever, and sold
off.
Meaning
the government can do whatever the fuck they want.
Meaning the government says we're taking the land whether you like it or not.
Right.
And they blocked cell towers. They blocked cell. That's creepy.
Yeah, man.
When they block cell transmission. That's creepy as fuck.
That's similar to what happens when there's a tar sand spill, right? And they make the area above a no-fly zone.
And they were using LRADs. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
That thing that hurts your ears.
If everything is above board with these energy companies, then why the secrecy? I mean, you know?
Well, right.
If they don't have anything to hide, why are they blocking the cell towers? Or why are the cops doing that? Is that even fucking legal?
Apparently. I guess so, yeah. I mean, they're just evil as fuck. That's what's going on. We'll keep you, like I said, informed if I see any of the headlines pop up or anything. But these cops before have shown shenanigans. These look like the actual sheriffs. But I think one of the ones before that were attacking the protesters with dogs.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. And tear gas.
Were private security, which are even more loathsome and heinous.
God, could you imagine, like, mercenaries?
Evil, right.
On American soil. I mean, how the fuck is that allowed?
Corporations. Because corporations got to make money.
I mean, why do these people have to be violently removed if they're protesting? Who escalated this? Who started the violence? I guarantee it was the cops, that fucking private security force.
Well, yeah, that's why Amy Goodman over at Democracy Now!
Yeah.
Got arrested. Did you hear that bullshit?
Yeah.
She was arrested because they filmed these jackbooted thugs going after innocent people, nonviolent protesters with dogs, sicking dogs on them, and spraying them with tear gas or pepper spray. And Amy Goodman was arrested by the corporate cocksucking sheriff.
Yeah.
And the state attorney there. And initially she was charged with trespass, but then they dropped it and they charged her with inciting a riot.
What?
No riot going on.
Yeah.
The only riot was the fucking cops.
And she's the press.
They said she was not giving unbiased coverage. She's obviously there to stir things up.
Well, who the fuck are they to make that determination?
And a real judge threw it out.
Right.
In North Dakota, a judge was like, this is bullshit.
Did she get to sue them?
This is bullshit.
For what she went through?
But then the evil corporatist state's attorney, who needs to be dragged the fuck off.
Right.
Maybe sick a dog on that motherfucker to get him out of office.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't advocate that.
Go get him, Kate!
Metaphorically.
Right.
But drag his fucking ass out of office because he's fucking with the Constitution.
Oh, yeah.
By arresting a member of the press, charging him with inciting a riot.
This is horrible.
That's telling the press, stay away.
Don't you?
You stay away.
Yeah.
Or we're going to... Felonies!
This story is underreported.
Right.
And it really should be the biggest thing, but instead we're watching this fuckstick, Donald Trump, is groping everybody, and he's on every goddamn headline.
But Trump wins. This will be every city.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every inner city is going to look like this.
Oh, sure.
He wants these...
This is his wet dream.
Jackbooted thugs walking arm in arm and knocking brown heads together.
Absolutely.
Bringing law and order.
Has anyone asked him how he would handle this situation?
Giving chubbies to all the rural white people who hate the blacks and blame them. But guess what's going to happen? If they did that, first of all, it would be an utter disaster. Let's say somehow they stopped the crime by turning, the inner cities into gulags. And prison camps. These stupid white people in the rural areas think that their situation is suddenly going to get better?
Oh, yeah.
How does some fucking asshole in the middle of Kansas, how is your life going to get better? How are you going to suddenly get jobs because they're knocking blackheads together in the inner cities? You fucking asshole and morons.
It's like, it's just enough that they hate.
It's vindictive.
They're racist.
It's evil, yeah. We got to blame somebody, so we're going to blame the brown people, and let's beat the shit out of them.
God.
In the name of the Lord.
Yeah. Jesus works in mysterious ways, FYI.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for downloading us. If you did, at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, it'd be really cool if you'd leave us a bunch of thumbs up and lots of stars, and if you'd be so kind as to leave a review. That helps us out. We really like that shit. And don't forget, if you're going to buy anything through Amazon, you can go through our Amazon portal. Doesn't cost you anything, but it helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We get paid, baby.
Yeah, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out.
By the way, Twitter is ringing in. Joan Rivers was on QVC selling her stuff. One evening, I was watching live, and someone farted audibly, and it appeared.
I remember that we played that on the show.
Did we really?
I think we. God, I think that might have been on one of the old crab diving podcasts or
we
something.
We played it, the Joan Rivers.
I'm sure that was
fart. Oh my God!
I think that might have been one of our highlights of our one of our earlier shows.
Breaking news!
Oh God, that's ridiculous.
Thanks. Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving.
Are we allowed to say her name or no?
Follow, well, yeah, if they're looking at our Twitter stream, they can see Marianne.
Okay.
Thanks, Marianne. Follow Marianne.
Absolutely.
Go to her Etsy and buy some, if it's still going, we don't even know. Here's a free plug for your Etsy,
right.
Marianne.
Get
some,
you know, and
cool
actually,
stuff over there.
Oscar makes a good point on Twitter. Where are the militias now? And he's talking about the fucking protesters at the pipeline. Where are these militias? Why aren't they supporting the protesters?
Well, they're brown.
Oh, that's right.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
It's not the Bundys. They'd be showing up like flies to a big pile of shit.
Is that not infuriating? That hypocrisy? Like, these people are actually fighting for something. They don't want a fucking pipeline going through their land because it's an environmental hazard. The Bundys, they didn't. Well, I don't even know what they wanted. They didn't want to pay for their cows to graze.
They didn't, yeah. I mean, but they weren't taking over that bird sanctuary for a specific reason. They were doing it to make a point.
That's so stupid.
I mean, I can understand them. I can't. But the initial Bundy Ranch siege that they had, which under a truly tyrannical government that they claim we have, I don't know. I can't guarantee under an evil Pat dictatorship that I wouldn't have drawn the fuck out of those motherfuckers.
Oh yeah.
At Bundy Ranch for pointing guns at the law enforcement.
I know. I don't know that you'd have to drone the fuck
probably,
out of them. I think what
I
you could
know.
Do.
I would want to, but
you know
I
what
wouldn't.
You do? You just shoot. You shoot one across the bow. It'll freak him the fuck out. Everybody, all of a sudden, sure. Nobody has a problem with anything.
I give up. Well, that's what happened at the Malfleur Ranch,
right.
Except for Lincecum or right. Lincecum. No, Lincecum's a pitcher.
Lincecum was, I think he won the Cy Young pitcher for the Giants, and then he fucking shit the
Frank,
bed.
No. What was that guy? The guy that got killed.
Frank.
It wasn't. He had a nickname. Anyway.
I don't know.
But at the guy that got shot down, who, you know, was 80 years old, he was the one sleeping under the tarp.
Johnny two times.
But other than that, they all, nobody took a stand.
But they made a point, didn't they?
they made a point to end up their asses in jail.
So fucking stupid. Meanwhile, these people have a fucking cause. I get it. Would you want the pipeline going through your land?
Finicum.
Oh, yes. Lavoie Finicum.
Lavoie Finicum.
Right. Tin Limsicum. Limsicum.
I don't believe they're related.
No.
But maybe Lavoie played baseball in college.
Who knows?
College.
In college, yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The joke of the joke. So that's, we'll keep our eyes on this horrible, these jackboots going after these protesters who are fighting to keep their water clean.
Good God.
People are fighting to keep their water clean.
You know, it's not like...
This isn't like a Koch brother who doesn't like the view of those ugly windmills out in the middle of the bay that ruined my nice view.
If you think
these
about it...
These are people whose water could be poisoned.
If these white twunts in government could think about it from the Sioux's point of view, right? Flint, Michigan. the water, the government was in charge of the pipes and all that shit, and now you can't drink the fucking water.
Right.
And how about Freedom Industries in goddamn West Virginia? The water tastes like licorice.
Fuck them.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
So I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of get it. They have a legitimate concern about their fucking water.
There's a little bit of levity. There is a new Trump ad.
Oh, yes.
You remember...
He's running ads?
It was last week or the week before.
God.
Where there was, bizarrely, an event put on by Hindus for Trump. Oh, remember yes. this?
Oh, my God. Do you have the clip of him?
Well, yeah. So...
I can't wait.
Here is...
shit.
An ad created for Indian TV channels in the U.S. You know, there's all these... local cable channels, or sometimes even higher on the broadcast dial, you can still, if you hook up the rabbit ears at Crab Diving Central here and pull in the digital signals that are just out there, we get Korean TV, get Indian TV. There's all kinds of stations that are broadcasting out there still. And this apparently is made for Indian TV. And it's got Trump speaking Hindi at the end.
Fuck you.
Oh, it's hilarious.
God, I can't wait.
The Indian and Hindu community will have a true friend in the White House. We will defeat radical Islamic terrorism.
I just want you guys to know that we're going to defeat radical Islamic terrorism.
What was the music at the beginning?
That was just music they put over footage of him... lighting.
Is that like Indian music or something?
Yeah. He was lighting the diya at a RHC, I guess, which is the, Republican Hindu conference, at their charity concert.
I love Indian music, man.
And he was Indian food, too. So he was lighting some ceremonial something or other.
Chicken masala, it's the
and
best.
That's how they opened it.
The Indian and Hindu community will have a true friend in the White House. We will defeat radical Islamic terrorism. I look forward to working with Prime Minister Modi.
Abhi ki bar, Trump, Sarkar.
You gotta see the visual. He's sitting in his office. He's sitting in his office, and he's like, Abhi ki bar, Trump, Sarkar. Here we go, here's again.
Modi, Abhi ki bar, Trump, Sarkar.
And it's cut. Did you notice how it's... He goes, Abhi ki bar, Trump, and then it cuts, and then he goes, Sarkar. So you know he said it wrong like 100 times, and they had to splice it together. They couldn't even get him to say five words together.
He's so fucking stupid.
Without editing it.
He is so fucking stupid.
Mr. Modi.
Modi.
Abhi ki bar, Trump, Sarkar.
It says, great for America, great for U.S.-India relationship.
We love the Hindus. We love India.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Is that a joke?
It's not.
That's real. Did somebody put that together as a parody?
No, it's from Trump's Indian American Advisory Committee. How many people can that? It's got to be a guy.
Does he say, I love the Indian people?
This is clips put together from that event mixed in with him sitting there saying, Abhi ki bar, Trump, Sarkar.
Don't you think?
Which translates to, this time, a Trump government.
Abhi ki bar, Sarkar. I love the Indian people.
We love the Hindus. We love India, he says.
Jesus Christ.
And then some,
is he eating the taco bowl?
And then some Bollywood music or something, which is probably music... I guess it was for some holiday. At the beginning, it says Happy Diwali.
Right.
And I even wonder if it's like the appropriate music. Because I really wonder if anybody Indian had anything to do with this video.
I think it's safe to assume that it's not appropriate.
You don't think it is?
I mean, I don't know that anybody... Who checked it? Who checked it on his team? Who the fuck checked it? Nobody checks.
Like I said, it might be some Bollywood.
That's ridiculous. Abhi ki bar, Sarkar.
Sarkar, Sarkar.
He couldn't even do it. They had to cut it together. How's he going to do these state dinners and stuff where he has to?
Please.
The thing about George Bush trying, he couldn't get out of the he couldn't get that door to open. Was that in China where he threw up? No, his dad threw up, but he couldn't get out the door.
China, I think.
I think Trump, when he's trying to get out of the door, would say he wouldn't just like Bush was happy just standing there. Like a weirdo, you know, weird look on his face. He just stood there tugging at the door that wouldn't open. Trump would be like, hey, what the fuck is up with this fucking door?
BBC reporter Vikas Pandey went to the streets of the Indian capital of Delhi and found no one who was buying Trump's latest message.
Oh, wow.
One person, jeez. Shailesh Yadav,
yes,
said Mr. Trump seemed to be addressing... Would it be inappropriate to sound like a poo? Mr. Trump sounded to be addressing only Hindus through the video.
Shit.
How could you might be more qualified after having performed professionally in the Left Behind series radio.
Yes, the audio dramatization of the Tim LaHaye audio drama series of the fucking Rapture. Or the Apocalypse. Which
played Abdullah.
Right.
Oh, well, probably not Indian then. You were a Muslim.
Smith. Abdullah Smith. I was a Jordanian fighter pilot.
Oh, well, Muslim then.
Well, I converted.
Probably.
No, I converted. I was
to Jesus?
Absolutely.
Did you get raptured?
Yes. No, I was not raptured.
Wait, we talked about this. Is Tim LaHaye a pre-rapture or a post-rapture?
I was left behind. Or post-apollo? I was left behind. Some people were raptured.
So Tim LaHaye believes that the Christians get sucked out of here before the shit hits the fan.
Oh, yes.
And some Christians believe they're still going to be stuck to have to go through the bullshit. The four horsemen and the seven-headed, one-eyed purple people-eater.
When am I getting sucked up into heaven? That's how I sounded. That's my Jordanian. Hello, Buck.
No, I've never studied the Jordanian dialect.
I never have either. But I played that part for about four fucking years.
Mr. Trump seemed to be addressing only Hindus through the video. How could he just assume that Hindus means India? We are a plural country. Mr. Trump, I gotta stop. Muslims, Sikhs, and Christians live in this country.
Right.
He just has somebody else. Aparimita Pratap is law student.
Okay.
She or he says,
right,
he just has the support of some Indian American business families and he thinks the whole of India loves him. That's true.
That's probably true.
He's get some rich asshole one percenters who are greedy fucks and just want to keep their money.
Yeah.
Are like, we love Trump.
All right. Think about all the poverty in India, like Mumbai and shit.
Horrible.
That. Good God.
A student named Kriti Kakar watched the video multiple times because she thought it was funny.
It was good for a laugh.
Her response. This is what Trump is doing to us and the rest of the world. I thought the U.S. was a developed country. But after seeing this man come this far, I'm having serious doubts.
Yeah, me too, Pratit. It's disturbing.
Creedy,
you're right. Listen, Creedy, you got a fucking point. It is very disturbing. Everybody over here is fucking disturbed, right? Are you disturbed?
A designer that was interviewed by the name of Anand Bhushan said, BHU.
I love these S-H-A-N. Indian names. They're the great best.
Appears that they think Trump appears to be trying to cash in on the victory of the Hindu nationalist BJP party in 2014 in India. It's happening everywhere, this nationalism bullshit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Brexit.
He said, just look what's happening in India. We've seen so many cases of intolerance against minorities in India since 2014.
Yeah.
Trump is heading in the same direction.
What the fuck, dude?
So there you go, a little bit of Donald Trump speaking in Hindi.
I mean, you got to be fucking kidding me, right?
Upkiar bad Trump.
It's so crazy. He's sitting there in that office, the same place where... God, do you remember the Taco Bell
thing? Prime Minister Modi.
Abikibar Trump Sarkar.
God damn it. That might be my favorite Trump Trump clip. Abhi Kabar, Sabkar.
Uta Jedi.
Could you imagine them trying to teach him that? They're like, okay, Donald, it's
edited. I think they gave him every syllable and edited it together because he couldn't put it together.
Is he just stupid?
Abhi Kibar, Trump, Sarkar.
I don't even think he said it right. Abhi.
I don't think so
either. Kibar. It's Ab Kibar.
I honestly don't know, but again, he probably said it wrong. I'm going to go with that.
He probably said, will you lick my ice cream cone?
Oh, shit. God, you know, he's got to be like, oh, all the people in India, all the groping I could do.
How do you say, do you mind if I grab you by the pussy?
Yeah. And by the way, they got a real problem with that in India, right? All the violence against women.
And
all kinds of bad
atheists.
Shit.
Atheists. Oh, yeah, yeah, there's all kinds
against
of
atheists?
Shit.
Against atheists?
In some areas, yeah.
Why would you fuck with an atheist?
Atheists are the lowest of the low to the... In the parts of India that are Muslim, they're having problems where, and in Bangladesh, where they're macheting atheists on the street and shit.
I'm never going to India or Bangladesh. Fuck that. Listen, imagine you're okay. Just for a second. You're an atheist, right? I mean,
yes.
Unless you're pretending.
Sure. You stealth. Yeah. Right.
Somebody give him an Oscar.
The Lord has tasked me with infiltrating.
If God exists, he's like, you guys, no crab diving in heaven. Listen, imagine there is a God and you're an atheist. Okay. Are you not incredibly pissed off?
Then I'm not an atheist anymore.
Well, okay. But I'd be like, listen, what's with the AIDS? What's with the cancer and the tsunamis and the fucking tempest and all the bullshit?
Mysterious ways.
I mean, fuck you, God.
What's wrong with you?
You're fucking everything up. Fuck you. Jesus.
It's a little bit after.
Yes. Did you get a text from Jesus?
From the Pensacola crab diving offices.
This just in.
Hot off the presses. Some schools are closing or moving classes on election day. Concerned for student safety.
What? What do you mean? In Florida?
Some are moving polling places in Florida, according to your mother.
Did my mom say that?
Yes.
Hey, if you're listening.
Thanks, Lydia.
Yeah. Listen.
Stay careful.
Stay. She already voted. She early voted.
Oh, great.
Stay home.
Yeah, right.
Don't go anywhere election day. It's ridiculous.
They're worried for safety on election day. What fucking country and what century are we goddamn in here?
Well, Mom, if you have to go anywhere on election day, bring the dog with you for protection. Zoe.
Whose dog? Zoe. No offense to Zoe, but no. she'd be as effective as Kate would.
Yeah, and my brother sent me a picture of his dog with his face is buried in a potato chip bag. Did you see that?
Someone,
it's so fucking funny.
He's blind. Also, yeah, so
you might not know he's in
there. I think our canine representatives might not be a lot of protection.
Right.
There you go. That's I just thought that Trump clip was too fucking funny.
Are you kidding me, though? Does that not blow your mind that they're closing school on election day?
It's terrifying.
What do they mean, violence?
That's what's coming. That's what they think is happening.
They must think that when Trump loses
either that or the fucking Republicans are trying to close brown polling areas as they can.
Those goddamn poll watchers. That's exactly what
and
that
move
is.
Move them around. Move it around so the brown people won't know where to go. Maybe that's part of it, too.
You know, Pensacola is kind of, it's really diverse, actually. It's a diverse city.
It was on MSNBC.
Yeah.
Your mom says.
Jesus. I guarantee you there's going to be those creepy poll watchers at like some black areas and stuff. That's fucked up.
Well, interesting you should say that, because today some of the headlines are that a Trump aide, you know, the DNC has actually filed a suit. I don't know which state it was. I'll have to look it up. Pennsylvania, maybe? But they filed a lawsuit against the Trump campaign for this poll watcher bullshit. That it's
good.
It's not legal. And you know the Republicans are under this consent decree.
What is that?
They were caught with shenanigans.
Yes.
Intimidation type shenanigans. 2000, maybe, somewhere. But it was so...
In Florida, right?
I don't remember.
Okay. I kind of remember this, actually.
But it was so horrible that they were put under this decree where their rules are like they have to stay away farther or some. I mean, they're still under
because of what they did in 2000.
Oh, this is from the 80s even. It's what? Still anti-voter intimidation. So the Democrats are claiming that the RNC is violating the consent decree. And the Republicans are dumb if they do this because it expires like in a year.
Right.
But if they're caught doing it again, it gets bumped up like 10 more years.
Oh, my God.
So if they can successfully prove that these guys are involved in shenanigans again, it's going to bump this consent decree. The DNC says is a violation of a motion filed in Jersey on Wednesday.
Go fuck yourself.
The DNC is charging the RNC
yes.
violating the consent decree by supporting and enabling the efforts of the Republican candidate for president, blah, 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 as well as his campaign and advisors to intimidate and discourage minority voters from voting in the 2016 presidential election. They're saying it's a violation of the 1982 consent decree in which the RNC had agreed to curb its voter watching tactics.
So Trump didn't make this shit up.
Which was from a lawsuit that Democrats filed in 1981 because the Republicans were intimidating minority voters at the polls during New Jersey's gubernatorial election. So this was a governor's election. The Republicans organized and intentionally harassed and intimidated minorities. They were caught and they got slapped with this now 30-year going
oh
in consent
God.
Decree.
How do you vote GOP and you know this about your fucking party? Are you not disgusted?
The DNC wants the RNC to distribute the consent decree to all of its field offices to make sure that they have a copy of it and report any RNC worker who engages in the practices. Oh, right.
So an RNC worker would be someone that the Trump organization registers as a quote-unquote poll watcher?
You can't, no.
I but mean, you can't
well, that's
do
part
that?
Of this deal is that nowhere can any of these people just show up. You can't go to Trump.com and sign
right.
up and then show up and stand next to the ballot box as somebody is flicking levers. It doesn't work
this
that
is
way.
So fucking.
They only allow the absolute representatives of the election.
Yes.
And like equal numbers. So if it's one Republican judge, there's got to be a Democratic judge there
right.
too. If there's two, there's got to be two.
Okay.
So at least when I did it.
Right.
In Chicago.
Oh, that's right. You did that.
I was a Democratic election judge.
Right. Did you do any shenanigans or?
I caught shenanigans. I told you about that.
Well, it's the Democrats in Chicago. I have to ask.
Right. I mean, there's no way. There was nothing going on. But this was right. stupid. It wasn't. This was stupidity. It wasn't shenaniganry.
Yeah. They had the wrong number of ballots in a box or something like that.
They didn't initial. The after the ballot was filled. Okay, go grab a beer, everybody,
okay.
or whatever. After the ballot was filled out,
yes.
they were supposed to look at it to make sure
right.
it was filled out correctly. And then they put it in a sleeve,
right.
and they initialed the sleeve as the judge saying, I put this in the sleeve. And then
yes.
they put it in the ballot box.
Okay.
The paper thing.
Right.
In the sealed box. When they opened them up, they found out that one of the judges had forgotten to initial a number of the ballots.
So what?
When they
I'm
put it kidding. In. Well, right. That's that. She pulled out her pen.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, I don't think I can allow that. And she's like, well, what do you mean? And I said, honestly, I don't know that somebody didn't just walk over and drop
yeah, yeah.
50 ballots in there that were uninitialed. I didn't
right.
have my eyeballs on the box the whole time.
Box.
It was actually kind of fun hanging
That's
around
awesome.
As
Good
election
for you.
Judge.
You stood up for that shit.
But they were mad at me because they knew they were going to get in trouble. But I was like, no, you're not. You can't do that. You can't just sign them and move on.
Right.
So I challenged.
Oh, my God.
Probably a quarter of the ballots that had been cast
Jeez,
that day.
Look at you. That's awesome.
And when I went to meet, I told you it was like a thing from The Wire.
Yeah.
The local election dude, Poobah,
yeah.
who was in charge of collecting the physical ballots.
Right.
I met him in like a parking lot somewhere.
Oh, shit.
Right.
Did you get visited by anybody?
I drove up. Met him in a parking lot.
It's all creepy.
And I knew the guy. He was a guy from my hood. And he drove. He was like, any problems? And I told him, he's like, motherfucker. God damn it. So he was all pissed off.
He was probably glad you did it. Maybe.
I didn't, you know, to be honest with you, I wasn't sure the vibe I got. I wasn't sure if he was pissed off at me for being a stick in the mud.
Right.
Or if he was pissed off. I think it was probably because he then would have to answer for shit. So it was probably, he didn't yell at me, but.
Right. I mean, he didn't hit you or anything?
No.
Okay. Well, in Chicago, that's great.
No nobody got capping or anything. Yeah.
Nobody got hit or
so
shot.
That was my experience. Yeah. With election stuff in Chicago.
That poll watcher shit, though, man. That's fucking... That's creepy.
So the RNC...
Yes.
With this... they're under this consent decree, right?
Yeah.
So now we have found
out... By the way, Trump doesn't understand that. He's like, consent? What is that?
Yeah. Or Rush Limbaugh, right?
Oh, yeah.
All the left cares about is consent.
Right. We just care that the person we're touching wants us to touch them. I
don't care if there's five people spilling juices all over each other as long as there's consent.
Oh, gross. Somebody throw him an oxy.
Well, today, according to the Bloomberg.
Oh, yes.
If it was on... The internet, if it was on Facebook, it would be Bloomberg surrounded by three pairs of parentheses.
Why?
If you haven't noticed that on Twitter, now there's a lot of libs also.
Yes.
Who are putting their names in three parentheses because that became the alt-right code, and we figured it out, for Jew. For evil, stinking...
We figured that out?
Well, the libs figured out their code that they were using... And not Jew in a good way.
That means globalist.
They were putting three pairs of brackets around somebody's name.
God
so they would
damn
say,
it. I didn't know
so
that.
They would tweet something about Mayor Bloomberg, and they would put Bloomberg in three quotes, which means fucking dirty, stinking, fucking Jew.
So stupid.
How Bloomberg, dumb. Basically.
You're idiots.
But now a lot of sane people are doing it to co-opt it. And like we could put crab diving in three. Just to say, fuck you, we're on to you, kind of thing.
Wait, that doesn't mean we're anti-Semitic.
No, it means we stand with the Semitic people, or we are Semitic.
Right.
Or it's fuck you, Pepe suckers.
Oh, yeah. Pepe the frog.
Fuck you.
Eat a dick.
You sad little alt-right weenies.
Oh, yeah.
So now a senior Trump official, according to the Bloomberg.
Yes.
Told that. Paper or website, whatever you want to say.
Publication.
That in addition to having that, they are currently rolling out, quote, three major voter suppression tactics. Operations are underway.
What the fuck?
Three major voter suppression operations are underway, one of which involves delivering anti-Clinton messages through Facebook. We see it on our page all the time.
But that's suppression, voter suppression.
He said that in addition to having rolled out anti-Clinton spots on African-American radio stations.
Oh, okay.
In San Antonio, Texas, the campaign is targeting that voter demographic on Facebook by delivering an animated clip mimicking Clinton's 1996 line in which she calls African-American super predators.
Well, that was shitty. God, that does suck.
Facebook dark posts are essentially unpublished posts that appear in news feed but not on the page itself.
What?
It allows unpublished posts that appear in the news feed but not on the page itself.
Good God.
Allow campaigns to communicate directly with certain individuals so they can promote that. They can set it to like non-public or whatever and then promote it to a specific color.
Right.
Or whatever.
Only that person on that Facebook page sees
that. We'll see it. Yeah. Other people won't see it.
Weird.
Only the people who want to see it. The unnamed official said the ultimate goal is to minimize Clinton's voter turnout. They're not trying to say come out and vote Trump.
Right.
They're saying stay home.
Good God.
And they're targeting black people.
Oh, God. Good job, Rance Priebus. Nice work with the GOP.
The official said, "We know because we've modeled this, it will dramatically affect her ability to turn these people out."
God, so it just discourages them from coming to the polls.
Right. So they're specifically targeting black people to try to get them to just not come out.
God, that sucks.
How about cowards?
Yeah, right?
Cowards, you pussies. Trump is out there saying, we want everybody to vote. We want as many people as possible to vote. But then the GOP at every level.
But see, this is the GOP doing this, not the Trump campaign.
No, Trump aid.
Oh, okay. God.
So outwardly, they're saying, of course we want everybody to vote.
They don't even believe in their guy. Their guy doesn't even believe in their guy. And now this is a fucking joke.
They have three voter suppression. It's not to get out the Trump vote.
Right.
It's simply to keep people, to demoralize people and keep them from going out to vote because they think that's the only way that Orange Grabby Hands is going to win.
Grabby hands. Grabby pants. Either. Yeah. Listen, I want to understand something. So this suppression thing on Facebook, is it illegal what they're doing?
Untoward.
Okay. Because the posts are dark posts and you can't see where they're coming from.
They're only targeting black people.
Right. Oh, okay.
There Jeez. You go.
How do they do that, though, on Facebook? How do you just target, say, black people? Can you say African Americans or something in the demo?
Maybe they have their own list or...
No.
I don't know.
Jeez. Creepy.
We also have ringing in on, you know, all these... I read the polls
Hello.
Earlier. And Donald Trump is saying they're all lies.
Oh, yeah. They all are.
Evil,
you know?
Right wing.
Sure.
And then...
Globalists.
I saw yesterday, I think it was, the governor of Mississippi.
That state has a governor? Are you kidding me?
Who is horrible. A horrible right wing nut job.
Right.
MISSISSIPPI.
You know, it's kind of funny. I got a Lyft ride the other day and the driver was from Mississippi. Well, actually his family was from Mississippi. He told me his parents grew up there and then he has two older siblings that were raised in Mississippi, and then right before he was born they moved to Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
I was like, god damn, you got the good end.
Well,
of
it
that.
Dodged.
Jesus,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Mississippi is all the state also the state where those kids put the noose around their black friend's neck.
You know why that story is in. It's just gross. It's infuriating. Everything about it's horrendous. But to me, the really disgusting thing is, like, these kids are talking about how these kids just drive around in their pickups with the stars and bars flying on school property. How the fuck is that allowed? That's a school, right? Can't you put rules against that? About, like,
I mean, I would guess, but it's Mississippi, so it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'm surprised it's not mandatory,
right,
to fly the stars and bars in Mississippi.
But see, my thing would be like, it's hostile. It creates a hostile environment for minorities, really for anybody.
I think the stars and bars is probably the least worry for black people in Mississippi.
Dude, what kind of world is that? Imagine you're going to school and you look over your shoulder. Oh, look, there's Jimmy with his truck, his big old Confederate flag flying behind
it. We stopped for gas in Alabama, that truck.
Yeah.
Flying multiple stars and bars.
One
and
wasn't enough.
Don't tread on me.
One wasn't enough. He needed more than one.
And a Gazden. Yeah, Gazden flag.
And just a Gazden flag for what? Good measure?
Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant.
Fuck you.
Agrees with Donald Trump.
Oh, God.
That the election could be rigged.
Fuck you.
But is offering 0.0 evidence.
Oh, okay.
He was a guest on a radio show.
Sure.
And when the Super Talk Mississippi.
Super.
Paul Gallo.
Oh, my God.
When Shoot Paul me. Gallo said the election is rigged, the governor simply agreed.
Look at that leadership. Look at that fucking GOP leadership.
He said, quote, the election is rigged. I mean, any Republican has to have an overwhelming majority in the vote. And of course, as it has been designed, as we look at the states where the more liberal voting populations may be in the cities.
Oh, God.
Black people in New York and California and some of the other areas.
Fuck you.
All you have to do is win those particularly larger states. You can forget about flyover country. So he's pissed off that the small states with fewer people don't have more of a say. Why the fuck should we give you more of a say if there's fewer people?
We're
you
taking
asshole?
Care of you. And by the way, it's Miss a fucking Sippy.
And guess what? You do have disproportionate representation in the Senate.
Right.
Right. Everybody gets one. It's two senators from their little shitty fucking state or the big giant yeah. state.
That's
we each have two.
Founding fathers arranged it, dickhead.
It's not fair to small states.
Fuck you.
He said the Electoral College is wrong because a presidential candidate can be elected on just focusing on the liberal larger states and ignoring the small ones. Yeah, that's how our Democratic Republic works.
By the way, dickhead, when Mississippi starts to become more submerged, is that the right word?
Yeah.
As the water comes in, guess who's
going to... racism or... Oh, you mean actual water.
H2O. Guess who's going to save them? A bunch of little pansy libs with science and shit like that.
Right.
Your
and
racism
federal money.
Ain't going to save you, you fucking
federal
idiot.
Federal money.
Yeah.
Hillary, where's our federal money?
Man, what you just... That story that you just did, that is exactly what the fuck Obama was talking about.
Which one?
The thing about the Mississippi governor just sitting there. Oh, yeah, the election's rigged.
Right.
By perpetuating the fact that maybe Obama came from Kenya.
Yeah.
Just bullshit. That's not true. They're not taking responsibility. And telling the people that we don't have any evidence the election's rigged.
Some of them are. Even some of the Republicans are doing it. But he's in a state there's no way it's going to go. Which I really don't get is, I mean, are they that successful? I thought, isn't there a large black population in Mississippi?
Absolutely.
How the fuck do they suppress that vote or do they vote? I can't imagine black people voting Republican. They just must suppress the fuck out of that vote as much as they can.
Oh, absolutely.
In Mississippi. And they probably gerrymandered it so that two white people in a district are a majority.
Yeah. I bet this Mississippi governor would tell people that Jade Helm 15 was a real thing.
We're looking into it.
God. Republican leadership, man. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They don't care.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of ethics involved. I mean, not that we expect a ton, but holy shit.
Sometimes you just want to ask these people, like, hey, do you actually live on this planet with the rest of us? Or do you have, like, a secret other planet that you go to? Meanwhile, you can fuck this one up all you want. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I can't help you. Well, ringing in on what his opinion of the polls
hello
are
yes
is Grand Poobah of the 700 Club.
Oh my God,
Skeksis
still alive? Are
from
you sure?
Satan's taint or
somebody?
Yeah,
hold a mirror under his mouth.
Right.
Check for breath.
Pat Robertson. Last week he hosted a rally for Donald Trump at his Regent University, where we saw lovely signs like Trump that bitch. And
so many shitty people, man.
And targets.
Oh, yeah. Over Hillary's face. I saw that.
Hillary's face on it, yeah.
Go to facebook.com/crabdiving to see that bullshit.
Here is Pat ringing in on the polling.
Oh, yes.
You know, this thing, these polls have...
I was just going to say, I wonder how long before he has to clear his throat.
Well, he's an old guy.
It was 2 seconds.
And all that hate he's choking on.
Yeah.
You know, this thing, these polls have been skewed. I can remember campaigns where the Republican was down 6, 7, 8 points a couple of days out, and all of a sudden things switched. But what I'm looking at here is the labor unions. They are turned off by the Keystone Pipeline, the refusal of the Obama administration to put maybe 20,000 steelworkers to work. But
that's an utter lie. It would be 20,000 steelworkers to work for about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And then
where did they
five,
go?
Right? Didn't we find out that the Keystone Pipeline will have, might be under 50, but it was...
Not many.
Under 50, I think, but or even less. Actual full-time permanent jobs the construction is done.
Yeah, but you're not counting on all the people they're going to have to pay to clean up the spills. That could be a lot of people.
Taking on trade deals that have...
Think of all the money Nestle will make bottling water for people.
Oh, right.
Gutted the labor force. I mean, you go down the line. So labor, I don't think, is going to be one of the reliable arms of the Democrats. the African Americans certainly won't have the enthusiasm for Hillary that they did for Obama. And the millennials, I think, are going to go vote independent or stay home. So I think when it boils down to what's going to happen is the enthusiasm for the Trump people seems to be overwhelming. Everywhere you go, it's just unreal, the enthusiasm.
No, it's not.
Every white neighborhood you go to, every white working class neighborhood you go to, maybe, the enthusiasm, or every Trump rally you go to, it's very enthusiastic.
Go to my comedy show. If you even mention Trump and it's not clear how you feel about him from the start, those people will rush the fucking hate you. All you got to say is Trump. They stand up, Donald Trump, fuck you. Hate the guy. And why wouldn't they?
Right. They're brown people.
Right.
I think that's going to be huge, but what Trump is counting on is that the evangelical Christians in this nation, the number, maybe as many as 100 million people.
What? Well, fuck you.
What?
100 million people.
He thinks over a third of this country is evangelical?
Somebody give him some water.
Yeah, somebody needs to adjust some meds.
People. He wants to ask a group, he said, if you've got 100 million of them, how come you're not running the country? Well, that was a good question. Well, they don't do it because they haven't been.
Because there aren't 100 million of them. Well, I'm sorry.
They might not be running the country, but their little fucking Jesus fingerprints are all over everything.
Oh, sure. They're fucking it up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was a good question. Well, they don't do it because they haven't been smart and sophisticated. But I think the evangelicals now are very savvy. And they're going to be the margin of victory, according to these people. It's amazing. So you who consider yourself evangelical, you...
According to who?
What evangelicals are savvy? You're goddamn patsies. You're marks.
Right.
People are taking advantage of you. What is Jesus like about Trump?
This
what is evangelical about this fucker?
We heard the same bullshit with Romney.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this... The secret group of evangelicals is going to show up, and you're going to make sure that Negro doesn't get another 4 years. Muslim.
Yeah, this is what's going to happen on election day. It's going to be over in 10 minutes, and then we're all going to sit around wondering if these fucking insane fat racist fucks are going to riot.
All right. Yeah.
That's what we're worried about.
Victory, according to these people, it's amazing. So, you who consider yourself evangelical, the election is in your hand.
Fuck you. God, you go. Fuck off. Have a glass of water.
He's busy gargling on the amniotic fluid of virgins or something. Gross. Who the hell knows what's keeping that old Skeksis alive?
Carbonated.
Well, local news here.
Oh, shit.
We've got an arrest. I told you about this yesterday. This is... irritating for many reasons. Also scary in that this is like a couple blocks away from Crab Diving Studios. A 40-year-old man has been arrested facing hate crime allegations in connection with making criminal threats.
Captured on tape, and now we have the voicemail of a man accused of making terror threats against the Islamic Center of Southern California.
I have no way of turning this
NBC
off.
NBC4's Adrian Arroyo.
There we go.
What white fuck face is that? Is that Bill O'Reilly or is that Hannity?
No, that's the dude that used to be in Chicago. He's ancient.
Oh, it's not a Fox guy.
No. NBC.
Oh, okay.
I forget his name, but he was in Chicago for a long time. Like when I was young, I remember this.
Well,
guy
whoever this is, I'm so fucking sorry. I thought you were Hannity or Bill O'Reilly. That's surely an insult. My apologies.
So Mark Lucian Fagan of Agora.
Lucian
was arrested on Wednesday during a traffic stop near his mobile home.
Okay. No judgment.
Where he lives with his mother.
No judgment.
He's suspected of calling in threats to the Islamic Center a couple of blocks away from Crab Diving.
God, this poor mom. Could you imagine? Your son's at home.
Well,
fucking,
how far the turd has fallen. I don't know if she's complacent or if she's.
You think she listens to our show?
Yeah, I'm sure she's listening to Crab Diving as her son is dialing up hate to the Islamic.
Right.
He called in threats twice.
Yes.
During a search of his mobile home, detectives found numerous rifles, shotguns, handguns, modified high-capacity magazines, thousands of rounds of ammunition.
Why is that a thing? You got to modify your fucking magazines to put more bullets in them?
They don't have any evidence that he may have actually planned to carry out the threats, but Jesus. He had the means to do so.
Great.
A member of the Popo said the male caller threatened to kill the person who answered the phone.
Where did he get all these fucking guns?
Along with other members of the center because of the caller's hatred for Muslims and his belief that Muslims will destroy the United States.
Oh, God. Hey, wait, I have a question. Those were all his guns they found, right?
Yes.
How the fuck did he afford these guns? Living with his mom in a trailer.
He's foregoing a sprawling estate, apparently. And
dude, you got to
get into hardware.
He's got to budget his shit out.
The right to free speech is a hallmark of our society, but that right is not and cannot be unabated.
Right.
Mr. Fagan broke the law when he threatened the lives of the individuals at the Islamic Center. So are there right-wingers out there who are like, it's free speech. You can call up and tell somebody you're going to blow the fuck out of them.
Okay, but what about the stockpile of weapons in this fucking trailer?
Well, it's not. You can't.
You can't do that.
That's one of those free speechy things that you can get in trouble for. Threatening to kill people, threatening to blow up Islamic centers is frowned upon.
You think these assholes, these terrorists or whatever, and they're planning an attack. Do you think, you know, like a movie, how you budget everything out?
Yeah.
You think they do the same thing? Because I'm wondering, if this guy really wanted to have a terrorist attack, did he need
a spreadsheet? Excel sheet?
But he might be able to save himself some money. Does he really need all those guns? All of them?
I don't know what my point is.
I just don't know where he gets the money for all this shit.
God, I would hope not.
What an asshole. This guy should be paying rent and not living with his mom. All that money you spend on guns, you can go get an apartment. And this is the wrong argument. I know, but whatever.
So, it's kind of weird seeing, it's on Vermont Avenue here in Los Angeles. It's kind of weird seeing the Islamic Center.
Oh, that's right.
Vermont.
Oh, yeah. Next to the Sizzler.
Is right over here next to near the Sizzler. Yeah.
Is that like totally shitty? I mean, the Sizzler, if you're a Muslim, you don't eat meat.
You do. You don't eat pig.
I bet they have bacon at that fucking Sizzler. How offensive.
Probably. I don't know if it's halal. Uh-huh.
I heard that's horrible. That's
a horrible
way to
go. Threatened to kill the person who answered the phone, along with other members of the center, because of the caller's hatred for Muslims and his belief that Muslims will destroy the United States.
The Islamic Center says hate calls are not new, but this one has them shaken.
We at the Islamic Center will stand resilient. We will stand against such hate coming our way. And unfortunately, in today's political climate, such hate is not uncommon.
Not new, not uncommon. Right. Yay, God bless America.
Comes with responsibilities. Amazing. And they say Mark Fagan broke the law when he threatened lives. 40-year-old Mark Lucian Fagan has left hate-filled messages on the Facebook page of the Islamic Center of Southern California and on its voicemail, but it was a call he made to the center last month that landed him in jail.
The mail call.
I thought we had audio of this.
Imagine this little asshole sitting in his trailer, just calling this Islamic Center and be threatening. What a shithead.
Oh, here we go.
Is this the call?
Listen, yeah, he's gonna leave the U.S.
Place to voicemails.
F***ing Muslim, he's gonna leave the U.S. or dump your stupid f***ing religion. F*** you, assholes.
More than 1,000.
They didn't do a great job of believing that. Fuck you, assholes. He clearly said that at the end.
Who's the guy in charge of the beeps?
The intern in charge of the beeping needs a little bit more training.
More beeping. That's all. Stupid.
You need to
place to voicemails.
You fucking Muslim. I don't know. That one they did bleep well enough.
Okay.
But there's four letters, so maybe fucks. You fucking Muslim fucks need to leave the U.S.
Leave the U.S. or dump your stupid fucking religion. Fuck you, assholes.
Or dump your stupid fucking religion. Fuck you, assholes.
God,
leave the U.S. or dump your stupid fucking religion.
Imagine this load. Honestly, this guy's such a fucking load.
He's from a trailer in Agora.
He's telling somebody to leave. He's telling someone to leave the country. You leave. You leave, you fucking dick.
More than 1,000 men, women, and children worship at the center.
It is really the place where I learned how to think.
That's Omar Ricci, who's the director of the Islamic Center. A few blocks here from crab diving. So a little local LA news and more signs of the times in Trumpian America.
Right, that guy's emboldened. Right?
Right.
I bet he's voting for Trump.
Oh, come on. Are you crazy? Oh,
fuck.
I don't know what would make you think that.
That's a...
Holy shit. It's that time, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back tomorrow.
Faithless Friday.
Faithless Friday here, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Type Coast. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. If you're going to buy shit through our through Amazon, buy it through our hole. At crabdiving.com/Amazon.
By the way, there's a good Faithless Friday story tomorrow.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his website, go to his Twitter, Rated R Comedy, or go to his Instagram, Rated R Comedy, or his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram, at Vile Experience, also freaking Vile.
Buy your shit through our Amazon hole. Did I say that already? Okay, bye-bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.